So Mor brought this down before. The leftover money he asked from Shkolim goes to Chulin. So he answered, either it means, like the beginning of the Mishnah before, when you are collecting, you're saving up penny by penny, and it came out at the end of the time you saved up more money than the Machta Shekel. So leftover money, according to Beis Hillel, is Chulin. Because Anan Tzad, you didn't mean to give more than what you collect, more than the Machta Shekel. And according to Rebbeva, the Pshat in the Mishnah is, no, even in the case with one shot, you take out a large sum of money from your pocket and you say, Elul Lishikli, still we say you only have to give a Machta Shekel, and the leftover money is Chulin. Moiser Asiru Seifer, the leftover of an Asiru Seifer. The Gemara will explain that's the korban mincha that the Kohen Gadol brought every day. If he put away, he was makdish a flour for the Asiru Seifer, and he had leftover flour. What about Moiser Kinei Zovim, a Zav that has to bring the two birds for the Kabonis? So he set aside money for the two birds, and then he used up, but he had leftover money. Kinei Zovis, Isha Tzavim, she has to bring these two birds. She saved up money and leftover money. Kina Yodos, Nishta gave birth, has a chiyah to bring these two birds. Chatoyes v'yashomis, somebody had a chiyah of a chatas or an oshim, and he saved up money for his korban chatas, and then when he went to spend the money, he didn't spend all the money, he has leftover money. Is maisra nedava, the leftover money from all these things goes in the dava, like the Mishnah before said also. A maisra, the korban chatas, goes in the dava. Like if Shimon was mazber, since there's no kitzvah, how much money you have to spend for it, so when you put aside the money at the beginning for the chatas, you're meant to be mekadesh all the money. So even though you don't use it all, the leftover money has to go for the karbonis for nedava. Zeh haklal, this is the klal. Kol shu bo l'shem chatis, any money you set aside for korban atzachiyah that comes with teres chatis, or else mishum ashama, something you did a shuldik, you did an aveirah, and because of the aveirah you have to bring a korban, then we say moisar nedava. The leftover money from that goes in nedava. If you can't use the leftover money for chatis, because you don't have a chiyah to bring more than one chatis. You can't bring it for an oshim. You don't have a chiyah to bring more than one oshim. So that's the klal. Anytime it means that you have a chiyah, in other words, it's a korban that's coming because you did a chet. So you can only bring one korban. So the leftover money can't go for that korban. So the leftover money has to go to the nedava. The nedava we explained already, that it goes into a special box there, and the kohanim use that money to buy animals, that when the mizbeach is empty, no korbanis, they go and buy korbanis to bring it in. That's called the nedava. What about Moiser Oila? What do you do if you set aside money to buy a carbon oila and you have leftover money? Is Loila. The leftover money, use it to buy another carbon oila. As an oila you could bring with her as Nadava. So leftover money goes for carbon oila. Moiser Mincha, also a Mincha. Bring for Mincha Nadava. Moiser Shlomin, the Shlomin. You set aside money to buy a carbon Shlomin and you only use half the money. The leftover money also vite to buy another carbon Shlomin. Moiser Apetach. You have money you set aside to buy the Korban Pesach, and you have leftover, Lishlamin. The leftover money goes to Korban Shlamin. Just like the Moisa of the Korban Pesach itself becomes the Korban Shlamin, who had the leftover money of the Korban Pesach, you can't bring two Korban Pesach. So lachar is, the leftover money goes for Korban Shlamin. Moisa Nizirim and Nizirim. If somebody set aside money, or this is not a Yochid, this is a Tzibur, they collected money for the poor Nizirim, that to come Torah you have to bring a Korban. And they had leftover money, so the tzibur has to use this money for other nazirim. He has to leave it over for another nazir. What about moiser nazir? It means a yochid, a private person for himself, he was a nazir. And he went to put away money in his bank to save up to buy the korban. And at the end he had leftover money, is a nedava. Since it's a private money for him, now he can't bring two korbanos, he only has to bring one. So leftover money goes in the nedava. That's the din of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Adi Anon Tamon. When I was up in Bavil, Shamati, I heard that Kol Rabbi Yehuda Shoyel Shmuel. I heard the way Rabbi Yehuda asked the question from Shmuel. That what? Hifrish Shiklo Yemeis. Somebody set aside money for his Machsa Shekel, and before he gave it to the Gizbar, to the Beis Hamikdash, he was Meis. What do we do with the money? Is my Yasu, my Yasu boy, what should we do with the money? Is Amalei, so Shmuel answered back to Yehuda, Yitul l'nedava. Such money has to go to l'nedava. And since the person was makdashit, and he for sure meant it, because he had a chiyah to give the Machsa Shekel, so even though he's mace, you can't give the money now to the Machsa Shekel, because the person's been alive, there's no din now. But the money has a din kedusha on it, that you have to give it to the nedavim. It has to go into that kupa, to that box, where they use the money to buy the kabonis to feed the mizbeach when it's empty. What about the moiser asir sefer? Shaloi. What do you do with the leftover flour that a kohen gadol has when he brings his mincha, the asir sefer? Is Rabbi Yechonon Amar? Rabbi Yechonon said, Yolichem liyam amelech. Rabbi Yechonon said, the leftover flour is osa banor. You can't do anything with it. You have to throw it into the yam, throw it into the ocean. Yam amelech. In other words, that is blood mail of boy. You can't have any enjoyment from it, and you won't be over the yestamila. That's what the Yechon holds. Reb Loza, Omar, he says, Yiplu l'nedova. No, the leftover of the Asira Seifa, the leftover flour, or else leftover money that you set aside to buy an Asira Seifa, the leftover money goes to l'nedova. That's what Reb Loza says. So Gemara says, Mas nisen pliga Reb Yechon. The Chor for now, Mishnah, is an obvious on Reb Yechon. It's like a Tekash on Reb Yechon. Our Mishnah says clearly that the Meister of the Asira Seifa is what? Is l'nedova. So it's a riot for Reb Loza, and it's a kasha on Reb Yechon. What does Reb Yechon do without Mishnah? How does Reb Yechon say the leftover money or the flour for the Asira Seifa has to go to Yam HaMelech? Our Mishnah says clearly it's used for nedava. Because what our Mishnah says, Meister Shkolim Chulin, Meister Asira Seifa, Meister Kine Zavim, Kine Zavis, Meister Kine Yodos, Chatos HaShemus, Meister Nedava. Our Mishnah says clearly it goes for nedava, not for Reb Yechon. So we're to head on kasha on Rabbi Yechon. So at Gemara, Mayava the Rabbi Yechon. What does Rabbi Yechon do with our Mishnah? Who Rabbi Yechon also learned our Mishnah? What does he do with our Mishnah? After Gemara, post the law, he'll answer our Mishnah like this: that Moiser Asira Soefa Shel Minchas Choita Shel Yisrael. The word called Gros takes out Shel Yisrael. In other words, there are two different types of people that bring an Asira Soefa. There's one, the Kohen Gadol. He has a chiv every single day to bring the Asira Seifam. So the Kohen Gadol, that was a Yechon's halacha, that the Kohen Gadol's Asira Seifa is not l'nedava, that has to be l'yam HaMelech. You have to throw away its Asir Banor. That's what our Mishnah says, that the leftover of the Asira Seifa goes to the Dava, that goes on Yisrael. A regular Yisrael that did a chet, the halacha is, if you're an Oni, you can't afford to bring a chatis by a korban Olu V'Yorid, who let you bring a mincha. You bring a mincha of an Asira Seifa, and that's the place of a korban chatis for you. If you're a dalei dalas, very poor person, you can't even afford to buy birds. So we let you only bring a mincha. That mincha is called an Asira Seifa. So when a Yisrael that has a chiyuv to bring a korban chatis ends up bringing an Asira Seifa, it has the same halacha like a korban chatis, that the leftover money for it goes in the dover. So that's pshat now Mishnah. So therefore, there's no kasha on Rabbi Yechonon. Like the commentator says, Shamincha Schoita. Of every poor person. The leftover money he collected goes to Nedova. To the Mokim Chatesu, because that Asira Seifa is in the place of the Korban Chates. Avol Asira Seifa Shekoin Godol, Lenikri Chates Linyin Zeh, Shemaisu Nedova. That the Korban Godol has a chiv every single day to bring an Asira Seifa, that's not the terrorist of Korban Chates, that's a new Koyach of the Korban Minchi he has. So on his chiv, there we say the leftover money or the leftover flour has to go liyam HaMelech. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Aldo Olil Abba Baraba. Aldo means on this kashel, on this sugya that we're soon going to talk about, did Abba Baraba ask a question? Like he said, the Kavneda, Aldo Olil Abba Baraba, Al Ho De Maisi B'Somach, on the sugya the Gemara is soon going to bring, Hikshul Li Avua De Shmuel. Diyu Abba Bar Abba. That was Abba Bar Abba. That was Shmuel's father. That Shmuel's father asked me a shayla on this sugya. So that's what the Yossi is saying. That Al Abba Bar Abba. Abba Bar Abba asked me a question on this next sugya. The Inun Amrinun, there are some people that hold that Minayin, or it means Shebnei Bovel Omrin. The people in Bovel used to say, Minayin, how do we know? Sha Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlomin. How do we know that the Korban Pesach comes out to be a korban shlomim? That when either the leftover money for korban pesach we're saying in our Mishnah goes for korban shlomim, or else the chlal of korban pesach itself liachas manoi becomes to be a korban shlomim. How do we know this? How do we know that if korban pesach changes over to be a korban shlomim, or else the leftover money goes for shlomim? Talmud Loim of the pasuk says like this in Vayikra: V'yim minat tzorin korbanoi. If you bring in a korban from tzorin from sheep, lezevach shlomim. So we dash in kol shu min atzoin. Any korban that only comes, but the half minute is now that comes from sheep, bor shlomim, comes to be a shlomim. So since the korban pesach also is from sheep, you can bring it from either kvosim or izim. You can bring a korban pesach from tzoyin. Tzoyin means either lambs or else goats. So since the korban pesach is also minat tzoyin, it ends up to be a shlomim. So korban eder says lav kroy yisera. It's not an extra pasuk kadorish. Ela mashmois of the kroy. That's pshan the pasuk. Mashmoi yochi. The yimdover habo minat tzoyin. Anything you bring in from sheep. Da'ino pesach like a korban pesach. Shaina boel minat tzoyin. A korban pesach is only from sheep. It also comes to be a korban shlomim. What is going on? Shleib is mani kamer after Pesach. Dib is mano yafin liyel the posel on Pesach itself, like an erev Pesach. A korban Pesach has to be geshocht and only l'shem Pesach. If you shecht then l'shem shlomim is posel. So the Gemara now means to say moiser korban Pesach after Pesach. What do you do with the korban? It comes to be a shlomim. So Bavli learned from this pasuk. So he sivon he is the kasha. He's Abba Barabba is the kasha on this Russia. Hare oila. Why don't you say that a Pesach should come to be a korban oila? Hare oila minatzayin. Dovar shein of yeah. Hare oila is also minatzayin. So why don't we say an oila also? Yeah. Does the korban says minolam the kor of dafke shlom? How do we know the leftover Pesach is only korban shlomim? Dilma kor of nami oila. Maybe it could be brought for korban oila also. That's one shot. Inami says, Dil Mahai Lezavach Shlomim means Lemoiser Oila, the Kor of Shlomim Kosti. Vizel Nira Yosef. That's a better shot. That's what we should learn. The Kashri is now, how do we know to say it's going on the leftover money from a Korban Pesach? Or the leftover Pesach goes with Shlomim? Maybe it means even on the Korban Oila. If somebody set aside $100 for Korban Oila, and later you only use $50. So the Mishnah says, what do you do with the extra $50? You buy another Korban Oila. Fred the Gemara, how do you know that? Maybe the leftover money for the korban oila should also go to shlomim. Why? Because an oila could also be minat tzoyin. So you're telling me now, any korban that comes from tzoyin, from sheep, the leftover goes to shlomim. So even a korban oila, also the leftover money should go for shlomim. And our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says the leftover money from the korban oila goes to oila. And the Gemara, dovo shein abu ela minat tzoyin. This pasuk vim minat tzoyin means a type of a korban that only comes from sheep. Yotis Oila, Mashenk and a korban Oila, she bore af min a boker. A korban Oila you can bring from any type of an animal you want, from sheep and from cattle. So since it comes min a boker, therefore you don't have this drusha to say the leftover money of a korban Oila should go min a shlomim. It's only left over from something that's only min a tzoyin, like a korban Pesach. So he's slaving. So Abba Rabbi asked another kasha. Hare Oshim, what about a korban Oshim? Says, why don't you say the leftover money from a korban Oshim should go for shlomim? Because Oshem also only comes from Tzoyin, cannot come from Bokor. Is Amar Rav Bun Bar Kano Min HaTzoyin. The Pasuk says, V'yim Min HaTzoyin. So we dashin, Dover Shubo Mikol HaTzoyin. A type of a korban that comes from any type of a sheep. Sheep Tzoyin means Kvosim and Izim, means goats and lambs. Yotza Oshem, Mashek and a korban Oshem, She'en Abo Elim Min HaElim. An Oshem can only come from Elim, from Ram, from sheep, from lambs. Elim are lambs, an older lamb. A ram is an older lamb. Yeah. It can only come from Elim. It can't come from goats, the kids are. So an Oshem can't be an ace, can't be a goat. So therefore it's not nichlan this possible to say, V'yim min atzoyin kabonoi, it's a golden l'shlomin. So it's only talking about a korban pesach. A korban pesach will come from any type of a tzoyin. A korban pesach will come from goats or from lambs. So therefore, a korban pesach is good, fits into this pasuk. V'yim min atzoyin, a korban that comes from any type of a sheep, is korban zevach shlomim. Mashenk and a korban oshim, that does only come from elim, and does not come from ezim, you cannot bring a goat for a korban oshim, therefore you don't have this pasuk to say the leftover money of an oshim should go for shlomim. The leftover money, the Mishnah says, goes in the dover. Carbon Oshem doesn't come from goats. Vaitam. V'chol after tomorrow, Nukashinam. V'chol after all over, Atomer, you always say, Min Lamayit. Usually the word Min excludes something. Like here, the Pasuk of Yim Minatzoyin. All other places, min always means excluding, there's not something. Like the Korban Eder says, V'chol Mokam Atoreimer, min lamayit kagoyin min abehema loitzias a roiva or a nirva min abok loitzias a nevad a behema that was worshipped for avodah zara or else roiva of a nirva, you can't use that animal for korban. The pasuk says min abokar, it's a miyit, not all animals. Vikan at mar min larabit. And here telling me the word min means to include something. He's telling me now v'yim min atzorim kabonos zavach hashtom and telling me a chiddush. That a carbon pesach, leftover money, or the leftover carbon pesach, goes to carbon shlomim. So you're saying a chiddush, that not only is there a portion of carbon shlomim, there's even a carbon pesach that comes out to be a carbon shlomim. So you're including something. That's not the way usually you do. Usually min excludes something. Amar Rav Mono, hochi nami, min lamayit miyute. No, the word min also excludes something. Shayna bo ben shtei shonim. Let's talk about a carbon pesach which cannot be 2 years old. A carbon pesach is only kosher 1 year old. The second year already is possible. And what din miyut shayna bo in the kevah? You don't have the zin by in the kevah because the carbon pesach can only be a zocher, can't be in the kevah. So meila min also means mutim. When do we say the zin that leftover money or the leftover carbon goes with shlomim? Min is a miyut, not all types, only 1 year old, and only a zocher, not in the kevah. Mashenkin v'gabe shlomim nami. The Gemara is saying now, if we would have dashed in this pasuk for an oshim, it also would have been good. Is min l'mayitu shein abu elam in elam bovat? Has on the kasha that we wanted to say, why doesn't this pasuk v'im min atzoyin come to tell us oshim? That also would have been good because an oshim is a miyat to say it's only coming from lamb and not from goats. Shein abu elam in elam bovat. It doesn't come from izim. But so that's what it would have, that's why the kasha from Oshem is good. But the Maisa we don't learn out can't be including Oshem, because the pasuk says v'yimin hatzoin, the extra hay hatzoin is mashma. It has to be such a carbon that could come from any type of tzoin. It has to be a carbon that could come from either from goats, and an Oshem that can't come from goats is not included in this pasuk. Only a carbon pesach which comes from either a lamb or a goat, from both of them, that's included in v'yimin hatzoin. So the Mara Hayisivun. I have another kasha now. The Yoksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yim min atzorin karbonoi, min hakfosim amin izim, liyoylo. Does the Pasuk say what? That min atzorin karbonoi, if you bring a lamb or you bring goats, is for karbonoylo. Is the Chur Mayata from now, Moisir ha-Pesach bo'oylo. It's what you dash in the Pasuk of Yikri Gimel to say that leftover karbon Pesach, V'yim min atzorin karbonoi, zevach shlomim. You're dashing that post that Korban Pesach is a shlomim. Why don't you dash in the Vayikra Aleph? The post that says by Korban Eloh. By Korban Eloh also says the same lashon. It says, V'yim min atzorin kabonim min akvosim min oizim liyeloh. So why don't you dash in here also to say that there's some type of a Korban that comes from kvosim and izim, like a Korban Pesach, that leftover of it should be a Korban Eloh. It's how do we know the leftover of Pesach is a shlomim? Maybe the leftover of a Korban Pesach should be an Eloh. Now the Gemara portion. Meyator Moisir HaPesach Bo'ilo. This part of Kashto. In other words, now what should come out is that the leftover of the Korban Pesach should be from Eilo at this part of the Kasha. How do we know to dash it from the Pasuk Shlomim? Maybe dashing it from the Pasuk of Eilo that the leftover of the Korban Pesach goes to Korban Eilo. Have the Gemara Amar Rav Ovon Mishanin. I'll give you a teretz. Oh no, Mishanin. We change Dover Shulachilo le Dover Shulachilo. Hey, so Matzila, you had a Korban Pesach here. Now, true, it passed by, Pesach, you don't need it anymore. The question is, now, what do we do with this carbon? So since at the right time, a carbon Pesach you're allowed to eat, it's a svara, change it over to another carbon that you could also eat. A shlomim you're allowed to eat. However, the aim is shining as a svara, don't change over this Pesach to a carbon, davar shulachila. Like, don't change over the carbon Pesach that was edible, ledavar shenu lachila, into something that does not have to achila. A carbon early you can't eat. That's a svara to say the leftover Pesach should have a din shlomim on it and not have a din oila. Another svara is Amri Rav Yosi bar Rabbi Bun Mishan, and he gives a terrace like this: Kochim Kalim l'shem Kochim Kalim. It's good to change over a carbon Pesach which is a Kochim Kalim into a shlomim which is also a Kochim Kalim. The yem Mishan and Kochim Kalim l'shem Kochim Kadoshim. But we don't change over a carbon of a carbon Pesach which was a Kachim Kalim, into a Korban Ela, which is a Kachim Kadoshim. So that's the svara why, if you have two psukim to learn out Pesach from, it's more mistabra to learn it out from a Korban Shlomim, rather than a Korban Ela. More Rabbi Yechinin Omer, Aldo Olol Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, like, asked the question on this next sugya we'll talk about. He came in the picture in this sugya. The Yina Namrin, the Nei Bavel say, Eina Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlomim. When you have a Korban Pesach, even after Pesach went by, if by itself the Korban doesn't come into a Shlomim, Elim came Shachatu L'Shem Shlomim. You have to shecht it now, B'Shash Shita, it's called you have to have an Akira, like the Adam Sochim. You have to have a Ferish HaKavana now, I'm shechting this Korban now L'Shem Shlomim. That you have in mind, the Shem Shlomim, that changes over the Gedusha from a Korban Pesach into a Korban Shlomim. That's what B'nai Babel says. V'ani Yoimer, Reb Chanina said, Afilu Shachatu L'Shem Oila. He also know, you don't have to shecht L'Shem Shlomim, as long as you shecht it L'Shem something else, not L'Shem Korban Pesach. It's any type of a Machshava Tzul you put on this Korban, that makes it into a Korban Shlomim. So even if you shecht it with the Machshava L'Shem Oila, as long as you're not shechting the same carbon Pesach, that automatically makes it into a carbon or a shlomim. In other words, you don't need an akira. It's enough just that you're not shechting the same Pesach. That's enough. That's the mechanina for it. Amar Rabbi Ila. Rabbi Ila said like this. Time of the Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says like this. Amar Rabbi Ila. Time of the Rabbi Yechanan. Im menatzorin kabonoi lezeva shlomim. It means kol shu zevach bo shlomim. Now Rabbi Chanina saying over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Or we start out to say, Rabbi Yechanan was the one that said, "Heit al do olu Rabbi Chanina." So Rabbi Yechanan said over. Rabbi Chanina said this. So Moral is explaining now what's the time of Rabbi Yechanan. Like, how did he know that Chanina said this svarah to say that if you have a korban Pesach after Pesach, even though you don't shecht l'shem shlomim, any korban you shecht it for, it's kosher for shlomim. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "Im min hatzorin kabonoi lezevach shlomim." So we dashin kol shu zevach bo shlomim. If anything you shecht it for, it automatically becomes a shlomim. You don't have to shecht it l'shem shlomim, but by itself it becomes a shlomim. Like he says, lezevach shlomim, kro yiseru, it's an extra pasuk. They have a Muslim Mikhtav Lishlomim. It could have just said Lishlomim. And it says Lizevach. So in Dashin, Kol Shu Zevach. Kleimer. Lechol Zevach Shiz Vechenum. Lishlomim Yehei. For any type of a carbon you shecht it for now, automatically it turns into a carbon Shlomim. And you Mazrim Sochim. But you say it is that you have a carbon Pesach. After Pesach, it's not going for the carbon Pesach. So all you have to do is just shecht it for any type of a psul that automatically, like, takes off the Kedushas Pesach on it. Once the Kedushas Pesach goes off it, automatically by itself, the Torah puts the Shlomim there. Or else some say, really, every Korban Pesach really is a Korban Shlomim. Just on top of the Korban Shlomim, there's the Kedushas Pesach. All you have to do is just take off the Kedushas Pesach, and automatically the Shlomim is there. So you just have to shecht it for some machshava that passes it for Torah's Korban Pesach, for any other Korban achutz from the Korban Pesach, and then automatically it becomes a Shlomim. That's Rabbi Chanina's svara. So tomorrow, what's going to be the halacha of this korban pesach now? That when you shecht it, you shecht it with a machsheves pigel. Like, you instead of stam shecht it l'shem shlomim, you shecht it almanas, heat it in 3 days from now. Shecht it l'shem oila, almanas lizrak dom alamacha. What's going to be if you did two things wrong? Like, you shecht it this korban pesach l'shem oila, that's one thing wrong, almanas that the zrik is a dam you should do tomorrow. Which usually that machshava makes it into pigle. So does it become possible or not? That's the question. So he answers back, mikol makom possible. Of course it's possible. Like, why not? Like, even if you want to say you make it into a carbon oil also has this psul of pigle. Like, any carbon you want, if you shecht it almanas to make this rika tomorrow, that's a machshava's pigle. That's chuslas manoi. The Torah says it's pigle. It's a chayav chiyav karas if you eat it. So what do I care now? You take this carbon pesach. And instead of shechting l'shem shlomim, you shecht it l'shem carbon oila, so what? Like, it can't be worse than it'll be a carbon oil itself. And still there's halacha that it becomes pigle. So for sure it'll be psul, it'll be a big pigle. And the Gemara, ain't tamer mishtana l'machsheves psul. Pigle, ain't tamer, ain't mishtana l'machsheves psul pigle. Gemara means to say like this. Like, we have this sugya in Zvachim that says that the din of pigle is when you have a carbon. We have katsoyas kosher, kachak soras psul. But the machshav, the chiddush of pigle is, let's say you have a korban shlomim. You shecht the korban l'shem korban shlomim. Really, you did all dalar avodis. You did the shchita, the kabbalah, the locha, and the zrika. Everything was good. There's only one thing you thought wrong. You had a machshav as pigle here. that you thought you could make this rika chuslas manoi. I'm going to make this rika tomorrow, not at the right time. Then it's chalap psul pigul. What about if you had another machsheves psul also there? Achutz from the psul pigul, you thought something else. The moshe, you have a korban oila, and you shech the korban oila l'shem korban chatis. So there's a psul shino by a shino kaidish there. So, and then you also thought b'shashchita you want to do this rika tomorrow. Then we say it's not chalva, you try the pigul. Because pigul has to be that if not for this machshav that I'm going to do it tomorrow, everything else was done kosher. But here, even without that machshav, it's puzzle because you did the korban erla l'shem a korban chatis, which makes the korban puzzle. So then we say there's no yisrael of pigul is chal. So you know, that's the shayla here. Here I took this korban pesach and I shechted l'shem oila. If that's going to be a psul that I shechted l'shem oila instead of shechted l'shem shlamin, I shechted l'shem oila. Just to tell me this chal of psul is carbon right now, even though then I also had the machshava to make this rika tomorrow, it won't be chal pigul. Because there's a psul in the avoidus. The avoidus weren't done right, because you had a machshava, the wrong machshava, to make it into a carbon oila when it should have been a shlamim. But on the other side is no. If you tell me now the fact you take this carbon pesach and you shech l'shem oila, that's no psul. For that alone, faket, like Rav Chanina and Rav Yochanan learns, automatically becomes into a shlamim. So really the korban should be a kosher shlamin. So the only thing is wrong is that you have this machshava to shech, to make this rika tomorrow, then it would be pigul. So that was his shayla. In other words, when you have two wrong machshavas here, you have this korban pesach, and you shech to l'shem a korban oila, and that you want to make this rika tomorrow, if you tell me the fact you shech to l'shem oila doesn't make any difference, it's still kosher, it's automatically a korban shlamin, then it would be chal pigul. It would be a nisakaris on it. But if you tell me no, the fact you shecht l'shem oila made a psul here, so once it's puzzle, it can't be chal the psul pigul anymore, there won't be an issa karas anymore, and only stand be puzzle, there won't be a chiv karas. That was the shayla. The more vaita. What about l'shmoi v'shloi l'shmoi? B'shai yemoi sashona. You have this korban pesach, that after pesach you shecht it l'shmoi, l'shem korban pesach, and also shloi l'shmoi. And the lachem is like this. If you stand take the korban pesach itself and after pesach shechted l'shem korban pesach, that's puzzle. Because after you dal v'nisan, you can't use it anymore. If you shechted shloi l'shmoi, that means not for pesach or anything else, then it's kosher. Because if it's shechting and not for pesach, you take off the kedushas pesach and automatically becomes a shlomim. What about you had both machshavas here? L'shmoi v'shloi l'shmoi b'shai yemoi sashona. It's Rabbi Bun Bar Chia b'shem Shmuel Bar Abba. Since now it's after Pesach, so really it's not called the Korban Pesach anymore, I tell you, it's as if you kept quiet the whole time. Now that's if you said it should be Lishmoy, and it should be Shnei Lishmoy, but there's no really Lishmoy on it anymore, because it's not Pesach, it's after Pesach already. So he said, Oblaz like Kishtika, like Yeshechta, it's Tam, and Minas Tam, the Korban is also kosher. Oblaz Kishtika, that's kosher. Vu kosher, therefore it's good. Omalei, yes, it back, im kainu, that's a svara, im kainu, afilu shachtu l'shmai. Even if you made the shchita only l'shmai, just l'shem korban pesach, it should also be kosher. Almanat lisrak damish, fell l'shmai. And then also, you had a machshav, the v'shaz rika, you wanted that to be done shle l'shmai. But the ikakasher is, that when you have the machshav of v'shaz shchita, to shecht l'shem korban pesach, why is that possible? Yas mishor rishayna, kishachta l'shmai, v'shle l'shmai b'shtika. If you're telling, if you hate kosher, it should be kosher. If you're telling me now, since it's after Pesach, so it's not really a Korban Pesach anymore, so even if you shecht l'shem Korban Pesach, it should still be kosher. And that's the kasher, because we know not like that. We know if you shecht this Korban only l'shem Korban Pesach, Havadah is possible. Is Omer Rabbi Abba Mori, Man Noimar, who tells you, B'shtika kosher, that at B'chal, it's considered like a kept quiet that it's kosher. Or in them b'shtika posel, maybe no. Let's say this keeping quiet is called as posel. So some learns pshat is that there's a chilik. In the first case, when you said b'shar shchita lishmoi and shloi lishmoi, since you said shloi lishmoi, that makes it kosher, like you oikah the shem pesach. But here b'shar shchita you only saying lishmoi, so this is not called b'shtika. This is called yishachting the korban pesach l'shem korban pesach. And since now it's not pesach, senachnaim with the korban is posel. So there's a difference in the two cases. So again, it's only kosher when b'shar shchita you're mentioning b'shloi l'shmoi, even though you're also saying l'shmoi, but since you also say shloi l'shmoi, that's when it's kosher. But if you don't mention both, then tak it's possible. holding up Zayin. Last Gemara was, the Mishnah says, Moise Nozir L'Nedova. The leftover money you have for a Nozir, that you put aside the money to buy Kabbonis for a Nozir, goes L'Nedova.